At least Oregon has come to its senses. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Between cattle and elk depredation, the gray wolf, in my opinion, is a horrible predator. So Representative Greg Walden released a statement after the U.S. Department of Interior announced the official delisting of the gray wolf from the endangered species list based on clear evidence that the wolf's numbers are healthy and stable following decades of successful protection. This change will provide much-needed relief for ranchers by enabling them to prevent livestock from being targeted by wolf packs. All of this to say nothing about devastated elk populations. Here's Mr. Walden.
Oregon's wolf population has grown by more than 40%, and yet we have this divided management strategy in the federal government where part of the state is still listed, the wolves are still listed, part of the state they're not. We need to get to a single management strategy where we have local control under the Oregon State Plan. That's why this amendment's so important, to repeal the endangered species listing for the gray wolf, get it under state management where we've got the most local control where Oregonians can make the decisions.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has recognized the recovery of the gray wolf and first proposed delisting it in 2013 under the Obama administration. But litigation by outside groups brought the process to a crawl. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.